CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to the Toast. Happy Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. That's right, it is Friday, it is Friday. Congratulations, everyone. I'm so proud of you. You made it to the end of the week. And that includes you, Jax. Hey, Jax, HYD.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so excited that it's Friday. I'm so excited to be barking on the embarking. I'm barking.
I love to bark.
I'm just feeling identifying with the Streis brethren.
Who am I? Right? Who am I?
A barker. Who am I?
A row. Rice. Who am I? Come on. It's
Whiplash?
Like a close. Who am I? Talking about barking.
Okay. Travis Barker.
Yes. I was playing the drums. If you're listening to this podcast, I don't know if you could hear my sick beat.
You probably couldn't. It was that sick.
But it was so sick.
But I'm looking forward to embarking on the weekend with Mike Turdy here.
Turdy's here for the weekend. All of your friends have just landed. We're recording a little late, so we apologize if this episode is up.
My friends got here this morning. They're here for the weekend. So it's just going to be like a fun-filled weekend. Word on the street is that the Snatchler's coming to town as well.
It's a party, it's a party. Hey.
Gang's all here.
100%.
And Nolio would be here. So like the Nibblings are here, the friends, the aunties, like my cup runneth over.
Your cup runneth
my
over.
My Ray Dunn mug runneth over.
Jackie has a Ray Dunn mug this morning. It says cackle with delight, which is pretty much what we do, what we can guarantee every morning here at the Toast.
Cackling with delight.
I was also thinking, it's actually been a while, at least for me, since I've, flubbed on the toast. Like, I haven't said morning toast in a while. Like, I feel like I'm officially, like, out of that phase.
Don't jinx yourself.
I know. But it feels good.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm at. I haven't flubbed my intro, a-do-do-do-do-do. No. Like, I'm pretty much settled.
Yeah, it feels good to, like, kind of settle in.
Settle into the rebrand.
To, like, who we are.
Who we're meant to be.
Yeah.
I feel like Cruella when I stroke Streis like this. Like,
and with your cackling with delight.
And there's literally a witch's hat on the back.
How are you kind of adjusting to your new home, which is covered in Ray Dunn? You have Ray Dunn everywhere.
I do.
So, mugs. I had cereal today out of a Ray Dunn bowl.
What bowl?
It said snack on
That's not, oh, snacking. That's not Ray Dunn.
It's Fay Fun?
It's Fay Fun. Olivia got it for me as a housewarming gift like 3 apartments ago.
That's nice that you kept it because I would have thrown it out.
Yeah. It's a big bowl. And don't put it in the microwave because the contents of the bowl won't get warm, but the bowl itself will get really hot.
Interesting.
It's too thick of a bowl.
It's really interesting how like science works like that.
But maybe that's why. Maybe it's a snacking bowl and not a microwave bowl. You wouldn't put snacks in the microwave.
I mean, I would. I would put... It depends what you consider a snack. Because for me, some things like that I consider a snack, others would consider a meal, like mac and cheese. But I would put that in the mug.
Oh, no. I think it's like finger food. It's meant for like popcorn, pretzels. Chips. We're snacking.
Speaking of snacks, Jackie and I took a gorgeous trip to Walmart yesterday. We got such good snacks.
We did. I'm so excited about those Chesters.
Well, let's talk about what happened to us at the bakery section.
You guys, your girls were crazy. Swindled. We were hoodwinked and bamboozled.
Like, you know, I don't know if this is at every Walmart, but the Walmart we were at when you walk in was like the bakery section, which is really kind of like the most gorgeous section.
It just like kicked off
what was a great shopping trip.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're shopping for all of your company.
We're hosting this weekend. So you've become a hostess alongside me.
I wouldn't say that. But,
no, but you have.
I don't want to bear the responsibility.
No, but you're already doing everything. So just take the credit, wench.
So we just, you know, we wanted some things, you know, to have around the house, things in which to snack. And of course, what's better than like a fresh baked tray of Walmart chocolate chip cookies? We grabbed it. We didn't even think about it. We just grabbed it.
Trusting the process.
Yeah.
Cookies, grab.
we spend, you know, probably another hour at the store getting delicious things. We get home, we're unpacking. One of the very last things we're unpacking, you know, first one in, last one out, the chocolate chip cookies. And I take a second look at these chocolate chip cookies and something just looks off balance because there's kind of two rows in this plastic container and one row has five and the other row, yeah, she has four.
Not five.
So I'm like, that's weird. I feel like Walmart, like, wouldn't, like, you know, jip us of a cookie. And that's when we realize the container was open.
It was a jar.
And I guess we picked up a container of cookies that somebody, like, literally ransacked.
Yeah.
Like, they were shopping. And I understand, you know, being hungry when you're shopping. It can be exhausting. I mean, we got hungry. We opened up a peanut butter M&M's while we were shopping.
We did. And we took it with us and we bought it. And it's in my house now.
Right. Like a decent, civilized
person. We didn't put it back on the shelf, tape it up, and expect someone else to buy it.
They didn't even tape it up.
No, they didn't even close it all the way.
They didn't even close it all the way.
So anyways, like, someone's paws were in our cookies? No.
We had to throw away the whole thing, which is such a fucking waste.
You don't know where people's hands have been. No,
in this climate? In this economy?
Woof.
We can't just be, like, eating finger cookies.
No.
It was so upsetting, and thank God we are the way that we are, that we also bought...
We had a backup.
...some Entenmann's, a sealed box of Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies, which are better. I don't care how good the Walmart cookies were going to be. You have never given me a chocolate chip cookie that's better than an Entenmann's chocolate chip cookie. I feel like we talk about it, you know, semi-annually here.
Yeah.
So thank God for the backup, because last night, like, I needed a sweet treat and I went in for the Entenmann's. But it was so, it was like kind of humanity at her worst.
Because we, like, and then Zach was like, well, why didn't you check? When, and it's like, we are trusting women.
No, we trust the process. We trust Walmart.
The good in people to not do such a thing. It wouldn't even cross our minds.
It wouldn't even cross, like, to be honest, like, I know that there are people who, like, snack while they shop and then, like, don't pay for, like, the little bag of chips. Like, okay, that's a victimless crime, you know? This is not a victimless crime.
We are the victims.
We're the victims.
Yeah.
Not cool. Not cool.
So we're down a couple cookies, but we got some other snacks to tide us.
Chester's.
We love Chester's.
Entenmann's.
I have, like, some snacks that, like, I eat with my friends because, like, we used to eat them in college. So, like, when we get together, we eat them. One of them being mesquite barbecue chips. They've got to be mesquite.
God, I don't mind barbecue chips. They're not my favorite, but I don't mind them.
We ate them all the time. Also, like, the Utz special dark pretzels, but they didn't have them at Walmart. Pizza bagels.
Pizza bagels.
So I had to get those key items.
No, we really kind of, like, stacked the pantry.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work. There were highs, there were lows, clearly. But I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, because now maybe we'll have a nice big lunch.
Yeah, I love lunch.
Me too.
So that's just, like, kind of what's new with us.
Yeah, it was a really big day.
Huge.
What else did we do yesterday? I feel like we were so busy. We had prepping meetings. We had meetings.
We had that really good meeting where we, you know, they told us, you guys, like, are the best people we've ever met. That was a really good meeting.
Killing it.
Yeah, they were just like, pretty much like, keep doing what you're doing.
They were like, girl, you be killing them.
What song is that?
I don't know.
You're not killing them. Go best friend. We killing them. No new friends. That's literally us.
That's us.
So it's just kind of like an amazing start to the weekend. Hope you guys have some big, fun weekend plans. And let us usher you. That's what we're here to do. We're pretty usher. Much, we're usher, you know?
Yep. If you even want more, scream it out louder. That's Usher, no?
Okay, that's like not the song like people would say like for Usher. It's, these are my confessions.
Sure, sure. That's these like are our confessions. But wait, what but was we it? Want more. Scream it. I think that's Usher.
I don't even know the song that you're singing.
It's such a good song. And watch how it's not Usher.
Sing it again.
If you really want more, scream it out louder.
Sounds good.
Get on the floor, bring out the fire, then light it up, take it up higher.
Take it up.
Gonna push it to the limit, give me more.
It literally sounds like a song from that Corbin Blue Disney Channel original movie. Gotta push it
to the limit, cause we're in it to win it, we're in it to win it, oh yeah. Okay, Usher has a song called More. May I just check to see if it's the right
one? Yeah, of course.
That I didn't just, like, humiliate myself. Oh, and there's remixes, that's totally it. The Red One remix.
Sing up louder. Don't play for more than 7 seconds, we'll get, like...
What, you can't monetize? Toast Radio, baby.
You know what? I don't work out, but if I did, I would be like fucking popping it to this song. It's so good. I can't stop dancing.
It's so good.
Wait, put it closer to the mic, Victor.
I'm an animal, I'm a monster in the mirror.
I need to Shazam and add to my to my workout playlist, which I don't even have.
Scream it up louder.
This is such a good song. Oh, we gotta hit the clubs.
Push it to the limit, let it go.
Oh, when that bass comes in. Okay, I'm tired. So good. That just like reminds me, there's like four songs in this universe that like if I ever really needed to work out, like I would listen to. Mm-hmm. That is going to be one of them.
So good.
Weirdly, another one that like makes you actually want to go for a jog is, so let's get up, let's get on it. Don't you leave me broken hearted tonight.
It has like such a perfect, like maybe if you're on the treadmill, it has like the perfect BPM for you to like walk.
That's your one, I'm adding it to list of favorite stories, talking about that song.
It is.
And the BPMs.
Oh, it is. I've definitely told that story before.
Years ago did a Toast Radio, which was a concept that we did for Patreon, which is the most amazing, brilliant idea in the world. That was very divisive because some people said like they just didn't want to be hearing music from us, like instead of hearing us.
But first of all,
the concept was this. It was like we had an hour-long radio show where we were talking in between songs and we were introducing songs, and each Toast Radio, we only did like three, had a theme. There was a holiday Toast Radio. We did a January like motivational Toast Radio, like songs that will make you want to get up.
Did you put that one on it?
No, but you put Broken Hearted and talked about the BPMs.
It's literally the perfect BPM.
So if you want like a radio show to listen to like on your way to the gym, go to patreon.com/thetoast, search Toast Radio, and find that January episode. It's filled with songs that will make you want to do things.
I'm like still so mad at the divisive nature of Toast Radio because I thought it was like the best idea, and it was like, I just thought it was amazing. And people were like, Toast Radio sucks. Like every time we would do it, it was so hot button, so polarizing.
So polarizing. It was actually like a lot of work for us. So it wasn't like when we couldn't do it anymore, it's like, okay, fine.
Right, because it was like torture to stitch together, like all that audio.
All the audio, all the volumes.
Yeah.
It was like 10 songs total, but like people didn't like, don't tune into our episodes to hear 10 songs.
They were wrong. They were wrong.
They were wrong because it's the best idea. It's like, you know, we were like Elvis Duran.
And the Toast Morning Zoo.
And the Toast Morning Zoo, because we've got a literal zoo in this studio.
Oh my God, I'm like triggered again talking about Toast Radio.
But go enjoy it. At least like, that was a moment in time. A lot of things that we've done like are, you know, forever. Some things are just a moment in time. Go enjoy Toast Radio because we put our heart and souls into that.
Yeah. There's like three episodes and they live in perpetuity at patreon.com/toast. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I feel like we should dive in because the sooner we start, the sooner it's the weekend for everyone, you know?
So true.
So
without further ado, here are the past five stories that you need to know.
And today's episode is brought to you by Clinique. Many things can dehydrate your skin, including weather, pollution, blue light, time spent in the sun, mask wearing, air travel, air conditioning.
Days in the sun.
Fight back against life's daily dehydrators with the Clinique Moisture Surge 100 Hour. This supercharged gel cream hydrator delivers 100 hours of hydration for plump, glowing skin even after washing your face. Auto-replenishing technology helps skin create its own internal water source, delivering continuous, oil-free, and non-greasy radiant hydration. After 1 week, 99% of women say that it leaves their skin feeling deeply hydrated. So the oil-free gel cream moisturizer has aloe bifermin NHA complex, and it penetrates deep into your skin's surface for 100 hours of stabilizing hydration, plus auto-replenishing technology that helps create its own internal water source so it'll continually rehydrate itself and lock in the moisture. Your skin will feel soothed with hydration in 3 seconds, and it keeps on glowing. It is winter, you guys. We are not fucking around when it comes to hydrating our skin. And Clinique is a brand you can trust. It's a brand I feel like a lot of our moms use. Like, it's been around forever for a reason. They are a staple in the beauty community. This moisturizer, I have been having the worst, most cracked, crusty skin, especially when I'm in New York, because it's so cold. And investing in a good moisturizer will make such a visible difference in your skin. After one application, there's a 174% boost in hydration. There's an immediate improvement in skin radiance, and your dehydrated skin is smoothed and comforted with a nourishing hydration. So you can use it alone or under makeup on any dry spots. You can use it as a 5-minute mask, as a cuticle treatment, a frizz fighter. Just one use and you'll see improvement in skin radiance. Shop Clinique's Moisture Surge 100 Hour this Valentine's Day for 20% off at Clinique.com. The discount is valid through February 14th, aka Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Turdy.
Can I ask you a question? Will you be mine? I'm always yours, turds.
100%. How does it feel to have a turd as your Valentine?
Damn, it flipped on me.
Yeah.
It flipped.
Yeah.
I have a turd as a business partner.
It's so true. You have a turd as a roommate right now. It's actually so crazy, like, how little I'm bothered by being called a turd on a daily basis. And I feel like that's something, like, as a teenager, I would have been like, you should call me a turd.
Yeah. No, or, like, that would be, like, you put your foot down, like, this nickname is not.
Right.
You just can't.
But for me, like, I don't think I'll ever really have a problem with a nickname. Like, as long as people are talking to me, like, I'm just grateful.
As long as you're the turd on everybody's lips.
Ew, you're disgusting. I cannot believe you made that joke. That's something I would say.
No, it's too good.
Wait, it was also
too good to pass up.
We made a TikTok yesterday, and we need to talk about the discourse around the TikTok.
What are they saying about me, that I'm fat?
Oh my God, stop.
Because
no.
I look junky.
So the TikTok is that sound from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Can I give you a big hug? And Courtney's like, no thanks. So that's like, so me and Jackie, like, Jackie does not like to be touched. And so we're like kind of going viral, but the comments, people are like, I would have thought it was the opposite. Like,
what?
Jackie loves to hug and Claudia hates. What? Girl, I am so affectionate.
That's like, just probably the vibe that they're getting from our TikTok, because we're like, we're different people on TikTok than we are. Like, the real ones know,
I guess.
But maybe the TikTokers like thought, oh, Jackie, oh, she's Gen Z's big sister. Like, she just wants to give everyone a hug.
But like, what vibe do I give off that would make people think I don't like to be hugged? I feel like I'm always
always like talking about how much you hate everyone and everything.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
But once you know us, like, you know.
Yeah, Jackie hates to
and
be
I just
touched.
Feel like my TikTok energy, you know, even if you look at my perfect moment in time of a TikTok page, like, I'm the camper, like, I want the counselors, like, you would think I would love affection. That's just like the kind of my brand on TikTok.
Well, your TikTok definitely got like a lot of action last night because I tagged it and our video together like got like 250,000 views. So people were like, oh my God, Jackie's TikTok is not real. So I bet if you were to log in, which I know you can't, you don't know how, you would have like tons of engagement.
What's so funny is Olivia sent me a video from my TikTok last night, just a perfect video of mine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's perfection. And she was like, your TikTok is hilarious. And I was like, yeah, I don't even care that I can't get back in there, because like, what should I do? Like, now that I'm a big housefrau, I shouldn't be on the same page as that girl.
No, like, if you, it really is, it's like a time capsule almost. Yeah. Just leave it.
So like, this shouldn't be with that.
Okay. What about we're stopping the negative self-talk for real?
Oh, that's true. But like, it was literally 4 years ago. Like, it's fine to grow and evolve.
But stop.
It's fine to evolve.
But stop. Like, for real.
Evolution is
being so toxic.
Okay. But like, now you're being mean by like telling me to stop being mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm like getting mad at you for being mad, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, it's just more harm.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. Okay.
The harm is coming like from inside the house.
The harm is kind of constantly coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
So you don't have your iPad.
I do have my iPad. Oh. It's right here. Now I'm tempted to just like go look at my TikTok quickly from my FikTok that I literally never use, except today I wanted to watch something, that video. Oh, that
you're
was
not checking your TikTok right now. We're in the middle of work.
I just want to see how she's doing.
We're just in the middle of work.
And like, maybe one of my videos is going viral.
We're literally in the middle of work. This is something I would do.
Okay. I'm still under 50K. So like, not that much
what
has
are you
changed.
At?
48.5.
Okay.
Respectable.
Yeah.
But no, none of them like hit a million overnight or something.
Oh, I could have told you that they didn't.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's dive in.
Are you ready for our first story?
Yeah.
A little romantic news. Hmm. Vanessa Hudgens is engaged to professional baseball player Cole Tucker.
I'm so happy for her.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens is engaged to her boyfriend Cole Tucker. People can confirm TMZ was the first to report the news, saying the pair got engaged at the end of 2022. People have reached out to their reps for comment. No comment so far. They first sparked dating rumors in November 2020 when they were seen holding hands in LA. The pair met on a Zoom meditation group call, and Hudgens later revealed that she made the first move. Hmm. On the Drew Barrymore show, she said, I get on the Zoom meditation group call, and I'm like, who is that? I found him and we started talking. If I want something or someone, I'm going after them.
Queen.
I fully just slid into his DMs and Queen. Was like, hey, it's nice to meet you. So I think there's no shame in making the first move. They started dating, made their red carpet debut at the premiere of her film, Tick, Tick, Boom. That's another good song. Tick, Tick, Boom. You know that TikTok song? Everybody's talking about it.
I don't even know.
Yes, you do. It's like, it's a
huge. Is it from Tick, Tick,
no,
Boom?
No, it just like came out at the same time, you know, just like other coincidences. Coincidences.
Yeah, like the Snow White movie. Can I say I'm so happy for Vanessa Ann? I feel like I wake up every day and I just hope that Vanessa Ann is doing well and that she's happy. And I feel like, you know, obviously she's engaged, so she's doing well and she's happy. And it's just such a joy to to know that, you know, I feel comforted. Of course, you know, one can't help but think that this should have been her and Austin Butler. But the way I'm like starting to hate Austin Butler, and I just want Vanessa to have happiness. So I feel good about this, even though he's like, it's not like my type, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? It doesn't matter. Does he have like a big contract? You know, that's what matters.
He plays for the Reno Aces.
Is that like a D-League?
It doesn't sound like the major leagues.
But they called him an MLB boyfriend.
They did.
Even though I do think even if you're on like a D-League team, you're still like an MLB player. Well, no, major league. No, you're not.
They're a minor league baseball team on the Pacific Coast League and the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Oh, okay. So I guess if he ever goes up, he goes up to Arizona.
It's not great. Let's be honest. It's not great. It's not great.
No, but like that's how much she must love him. So think about true. The love.
Yeah. I do also often think,
and maybe like, he's like slated to go to the MLB. Maybe this is, I don't know how baseball works. Like if it's like the NFL, not like there's not a draft. I don't think like maybe you spend your time in the minor leagues, like you improve and you hit the majors.
No, I think it's actually really similar to basketball in the sense that like, once you get to them, like either you start out in the minor leagues or you get like demoted to the minor leagues, you know?
Yeah.
It could be the beginning or the end.
Let's see his age. 26.
Okay. It's like average.
And they didn't say MLB player. They said professional baseball player.
So intentional with their wording.
Yeah, you've got to be.
I do often think about Vanessa Ann's financial situation. She doesn't like work that much.
No, but she's always in like a movie here and there. She's got something going on. She was in Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah, and then before that, what? Spring Breakers?
Those Princess Diaries movies Netflix. On Netflix.
Okay, you're right.
I feel like anytime she's like, oh, I like that purse, put me in a movie.
Yeah. Or you like, know? I like that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she could always get a gig if she's looking for one. She was in Rent Live.
True. No, so, she was also in Grease Live. She was Rizzo. She wasn't in Rent.
Yeah, she was.
She was?
Yeah, she was amazing. She put the whole show on her back because that guy hurt his foot.
Oh, well, she was also in Grease Live.
Yeah, because she's a live queen.
She is. She's super talented. I love her. She should work more.
Yeah, she's really talented.
I'm happy for her. Like, do I wish she was a major league? I do. But you know what? Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, she was, who did she play in Rent Live? She played Mimi.
Let's go tonight.
You should watch some videos of her performance. She was amazing.
Well, the performance that she gave in Greece was even more amazing because her dad had passed away like 2 days prior and she still did it.
She gave it her all.
And she had this like really emotional solo that was like obviously emotional in real life too. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her. I really am. I love her.
Me too. And I like the story of how they met.
I also feel like she's like a really fun celebrity. You know, like I feel like she's a celebrity I could be friends with.
Yeah. Like when she goes out, she's actually having a good time.
Yeah. And she's like, is a good girl's girl. And she has like actual friends.
Yeah.
Not like fair weather party friends.
And like her Instagram is real and it's run by her. And it's like real photos of her life. It's not just like always pictures taken on a professional camera.
Remember when she posted a photo of her and Austin Butler engraving their initials in a tree and it turned out it was like in a historic park and they got sued?
Yeah.
That was funny.
You hate to see it.
You do hate. You hate to see somebody desecrating a national park.
You really do.
It's disgusting. They were wrong for that.
They were, but at least it wasn't intentional.
No, and at least they learned their lesson. They had to pay that fine. It was pretty big.
Yeah, and I think we all learned a lesson.
Do not carve your name in a tree at a historic national park. It's like
but you also never know what tree is historic and that you can't desecrate. So maybe let's just not desecrate them.
Wait, like they didn't even know that it was bad. They were so proud. They like took a photo of it.
Yeah, exactly. Are you ready for our next story, which is a little more love news?
Mm-hmm.
Portia de Rossi surprises her wife, Ellen DeGeneres, with a vow renewal and rewears her wedding dress. Ellen and Portia celebrated their wedding anniversary early with a surprise vow renewal.
Surprise what?
It's a
vow renewal?
It's a lot of syllables. Yeah. Vow renewal. Try it.
Vow renewal.
Vow renewal.
Well, when you say it like that, yourselves, vow renewal.
On Tuesday, the couple and a group of their loved ones gathered for what most thought was a 50th birthday for Portia. Yet the celebration turned into a romantic ceremony commemorating their 14 plus years of marriage and officiated by their close friend, Kris Jenner.
Queen.
In a video shared to the Ellen DeGeneres Show's YouTube channel, Portia walks through their home re-wearing the gorgeous Zac Posen wedding dress from the couple's 2008 nuptials.
It's really not my favorite dress, like by any means. I didn't like it back then and I didn't like it now. This is cute. Wait, I had something negative to say. I can't remember what element of it.
It's a cute concept. Idea. And I feel like if I didn't see the video, I would be more into it, but it was just like, I'm glad it was at least her birthday party. She wasn't making like Ellen's birthday about her, and like she can spend her birthday however she wants.
Yeah.
Like she just like came out like in a big dress and it's a lot.
No, it was giving like Sweet 16 quinceañera, like bat mitzvah vibes. Like hi, we're on outfit change.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was a lot, but like I do think that their love is like real. So real, and they've been together so long, and like renewing their vows, you know, when you're not a real housewife is a really beautiful thing.
Oh, that's
thing.
What I was gonna say. Thank you. Something about the video that I saw and like the party and like the awkward, how like she walked out in this big dress and everyone was just like, what? It was giving like Real Housewife affair. Like it was giving like kind of like staged, really awkward, ill-prepared energy. But yeah. I hate to be so negative.
Yeah. Like
I just can't help it.
Do you ever feel, and I mean, you and Ben have been married how many years?
5, going on 6.
Do you ever feel like you'll be in a place where you want to renew your vows?
Okay, no.
But I know what you want to do.
I want to have another wedding because I got married so young. I was so ugly. I like hated everything about the
self-talk harm.
It's not, by the way, the thing is, it's not negative self-talk when it's true, okay?
Okay, that's what I'm going to tell you, do you next time.
By the way, what you were saying was not true. But I would like to throw another wedding, not a vow renewal, just like another big fun party, like seated dinner, like wedding vibes where I wear white and everybody's dressed in black tie, but it's not like a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Would you do another ceremony?
No.
Okay. So no. Really not a vow renewal.
No, like an anniversary like party.
An anniversary party that's a wedding theme.
That's a wedding, yeah.
Theme.
Yeah. Like I wear white and everybody wears like gowns.
I love that for you. And I feel like that's much different than a vow renewal because your intentions and like your reasons for wanting to do it are completely different. Like she's literally wearing the same dress. You would be doing it to wear a different dress. Oh my God.
Couldn't be me. Unless I do the anniversary party and then 10 years later after that, then I come out in the anniversary dress.
Yeah. But I like your wedding dress.
I actually do like my wedding dress too. It was very pretty. The girl wearing it wasn't.
I actually think if you chose a wedding dress now, it wouldn't be that different from what you chose.
Completely agree.
Cool.
I love agreeing with you. It's the best.
What else is there to say when we're agreeing?
In such agreement. Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. That's a good point.
So I'm happy for their love. Chris officiated, you know.
Harry and Meghan were there.
Rumored,
yeah. I didn't see any videos or pics of them, but I did see Chris. Chris and Ellen's relationship is like so crazy.
I know.
When they used to all go on the Ellen show, I'm like, oh, they have a good working relationship with Ellen. And then as Ellen like, you know, weaned into retirement, you really realize like they're actually so close. Like she was on Kardashians. I feel like they take a lot of trips together. Mm-hmm. They're like besties.
And like for Chris to be the one to officiate.
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow was there. Jennifer Aniston, Carol Burnett, Courtney Cox, Katy Perry, Melissa Etheridge, Orlando Bloom.
Wow. Miranda Kerr followed me back on TikTok. She follows me on Instagram, so then I followed her on TikTok. And, like, I don't know how she saw little old me. It's cool, exciting. Yeah.
That is exciting.
She had a TikTok go viral, like, her second one ever. It was about, like, when you love your son's stepmom, the one I was telling you about.
Cute. She deserves it.
I love her. I'm, like, obsessed.
Yeah, you're in your Kerr era.
Yeah. By the way, I've been in my Kerr era for a while because I'm obsessed with, like, her fairy tale life. Yeah. Like, with her Evan story. Spiegel, her story. I think she might be one of our OG examples of a businessman Bo.
Yeah.
I think we maybe even came up with businessman Bo talking about Miranda Kerr.
We came up with businessman Bo. Well, we didn't come up with it. It was the tabloids who call everyone a businessman Bo.
Right.
But I think it started with Camille Grammer.
Hmm.
A million years ago. She got a businessman Bo and we were like, everybody needs a businessman Bo.
Look at Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
Okay. But Miranda Kerr was like definitely part of the foundation.
Oh, for sure. She's a founding member.
She's a founding father. Yeah.
So congrats, Ellen and Portia. And of course, congrats that the dress still fits. Like that's huge. Would be the biggest thing for me.
No, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson is making headlines because she has a new book / short story out called Movie Star. And I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to. I just like, I'm in the middle of another book and I'm only at 6%. So it's going to be a while, guys. And people are now speculating. It's a true story about.
Is it fiction?
No, it's true.
Okay. It's written like a memoir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it's just like her book was. It's just like one story. Yeah. About a time in her life when she was separated from Nick Lachey and she fulfilled like one of her childhood fantasies by hooking up with a massive movie star. But it turns out like he wasn't single, blah, blah, blah. People are trying to figure out who it was. And there's a, you know, one theory.
Okay.
Is that it was Mark Wahlberg.
So that's not like, when I think of movie star, I don't think Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
I think Brad Pitt or Clooney.
But he is like,
he is.
So according to Jessica, she met the mystery man at the 2001 MTV Video Music Awards when she was on break from her future ex-husband, Nick Lachey. She said, quote, he was undressing me with his eyes, she told readers of the mystery man. Mm-hmm. She noted that the mystery dude was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Wahlberg, who attended that show that year, wore jeans and a t-shirt. Here he is.
But he was so hot when he was young.
Other actors who were ruled out, Will Smith, Will Ferrell, and Andy Dick.
Wait, Will Smith, Will Ferrell, and Andy Dick. Why, they were also wearing jeans and t-shirts?
Yeah, okay. Or they weren't, and like, okay, they were at the movie awards. Christopher Walken, Jamie Foxx, and Johnny Knoxville.
Okay.
She already like had an emotional affair with. They were all at the show too. She said in the story that the anonymous actor knew her trainer. Ripped Mark Wahlberg is known for his workouts. In addition, the TED star was already famous in 2001 and could have been a childhood crush of hers because he was once known as Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch.
Right. Did she say it was a childhood crush?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he was in, like, you know, 1992 Calvin Klein ad tracks with her grabbing childhood. And she wrote that she wound up meeting the massive movie star again in 2006 at the Beverly Hills Hotel while he got ready for another big award show. I do believe he was in Martin Scorsese's The Departed that year and attended the Golden Globes with his now wife, who was pregnant at the time. A baby is not mentioned in her retelling. So anyways, people are piecing together the clues.
When did they sleep together? At the VMAs?
I think after the VMAs. Like, I think they met there.
But is she saying that she slept with him when he was with his now wife?
That he was not single. I don't know if he was married or he was in a relationship. He might have been in a relationship with a woman, a pregnant woman who's now his wife. Like,
right. She needs to get more details, girlfriend. Like,
but not too many because, like, you don't want to, you know, she's just trying to tell her story.
That was the thing about Jessica Simpson's book is, like, she actually told us everything.
She went there.
She went there.
Maybe that's why she didn't include this in her book, because she couldn't go there. And so, like, this is a separate book.
Yeah.
Where she's just, like, leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah. And she also is, like, in the process of turning her memoir into, like, an Amazon series. And this is, like, a partnership with Amazon, I think, Kindle Unlimited or something. So I think it's also probably, like, meant to be hypey for her future projects with Amazon.
Yeah, but, like, she's now one of my favorite authors. So, like, she came out with a book. I'll be reading it.
Yeah. Well, she said she found a journal in her house that she, like, does not remember writing. And she never thought she would, like, see it again. And it was, like, full of, I guess, this time. And that's what inspired her to write this second book.
Yeah. But I just want to say, Jessica Simpson, Mark Wahlberg, like, I see it. I respect it.
I just, like, don't really see her being into him because, like, she was so scrupled, you know?
He literally looks like Nick Lachey.
No, but I mean personality-wise. Like, he's, like, from Boston. Like, they're so different. She was, like, this Bible Belt girl.
I feel like in all, like, when you think of her relationships, maybe looks-wise, they're all pretty similar, but they're all, like, they did different jobs, like, some singers, some actors, some
athletes.
Like, she really ran the gamut. They weren't all from where she's from.
Yeah.
I feel like she really tried to branch out.
Yeah.
So maybe she was in her Boston era here.
She was definitely in her, was poppin' Boston era.
So I just want to say I ship, and what could have been is...
I ship too. Young beautiful. Mark Wahlberg, like, is such a fun rabbit hole to go down. He was really kind of next level handsome.
Yeah. And he's still a cutie today. He works hard.
Yeah.
He's got a good family life.
Yeah.
Like, in his nuclear family and, like, his extended family, brothers.
Yeah, I'm always really curious about, like, him and Donnie.
I think it's all good.
I don't know.
Is Donnie meant to be Johnny Drama?
No. Okay. I have thought that too for a while, but no.
So, because Entourage is about Mark Wahlberg and his entourage.
Kind of, like, very loosely.
Yeah, but, like, that's the framework.
But no, Johnny Drama is not, like, mirrored after. Like, they're all mirrored after real people. Like, Turtle exists.
Yeah.
No, it's not Donnie Wahlberg, but I think a lot of people, like, think that.
That's so funny. Yeah. I like Johnny.
The best character by far is the Johnny worst Drama. Vinny Chase.
Mark Wahlberg, Adrian Grenier, Chase.
Literally, find me someone more motherfucking annoying than Adrian Grenier in that show.
Couldn't.
Like, talk about getting lucky and being, like, more irresponsible and stupid.
No, and, like, just thinking you are God's gift.
Oh, man, the show gets infuriating. You really can't binge watch that show. It's, like, episode by episode, it's good.
I've never watched the whole thing, but, like, Zach has watched it. I've seen the movies. Like, I know the show. I know the characters. I got the point.
He's fucking infuriating.
He's horrible. I want to see a show about Johnny drama.
Same.
At least he got his comeuppance in a second movie.
At the end. Yeah. Yeah, like the story ends and it's like really kind of, it's like the Johnny drama, like hero story.
Yeah.
He's the hero of, and his brother is the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Are you ready for our next story?
If it's the next story, that's brought to you by Perfect Bar. Is it?
It is. Oh my God, I just got a fresh delivery of Perfect Bar this morning. They must have known you were coming and that you were going to eat all of mine.
Looking for protein bar that actually, no offense. Looking for a protein bar that actually tastes good? Well, look no further than Perfect Bar. With their lineup of fresh from the fridge protein bars, Perfect Bar is exactly what you've been looking for. No chalky artificial aftertaste here. They're made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. Perfect Bar has a variety of products like protein bars and little snack size bars too that are all so good and good for you. You are sure to find something to love. Our favorite is the dark chocolate chip peanut butter with the sea salt. It is absolutely stunning. You leave it in the fridge because it's like so fresh and organic that all the ingredients need to be kept in the fridge. And then you take it out and you have like cold dark chocolate. There's really nothing better than like a nice cold piece of dark chocolate with a little flaky salt on top. They have a cookie dough texture that's creamy and full of flavor, unlike any other bars out there. And now they come in a snack size. They're packed with 6 grams of protein and 150 calories. So a little goes a long way. It is a great thing to just throw in your purse, got a long day ahead of you. It will keep you full. It's delicious. And you can sleep, you know, knowing they're non-GMO, project verified. They're gluten-free. They're soy-free. They're kosher for all of our girlies out there. And they're low GI. Perfect Bar knows that it'll be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text, upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they will reimburse you for the cost of one bar. It'll go directly into your Venmo or your PayPal account, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking.
Thank you, Turdy.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Our next story is a little more memoir documentary making news adjacent, because obviously Pamela Anderson is in the news big time. Her memoir, Love Pamela, came out. She's in a Netflix documentary, Pamela, A Love Story, and she's telling her story.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't had a chance to watch or read her book. I think I'll read her book. I'm sure it's amazing. I also never watched Pam and Tommy, so I'm just like kind of out of it, but I want to get into it. However, so I'm going to withhold, you know, any statements or judgment about those things since I haven't read them. However, adjacently, Tommy Lee's wife, Brittany Furlan, has been slammed for a TikTok that she posted, quote, mocking Pamela Anderson. So Tommy Lee is now married to Brittany Furlan, the Viner.
Which just in its own is the craziest
thing. The craziest pop culture twist.
Of all time.
Forgotten. And also they have been married for a long time now, like they're just settled into married life.
Right. For those who don't remember, she was on really big on Vine, and then she's now just like a classic influencer. She has like a bunch of TikTok followers, a bunch of Instagram followers. She does like acting, silly sketches and comedy. She's cute. I like her.
Yeah. She's really funny, and her and Tommy are happily married.
It's crazy.
So she posted a TikTok using like a 90s Pam makeup filter on herself, and she did this audio, and the caption said, Pam, if I died. So she's pretending to be Pamela, and this is the audio.
It's from the Wendy Williams show, and people, it's gone viral. It's, oh, she passed away? Oh. That's it. So she was saying like, if I died, like, Pam wouldn't give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Let me let Bruno out. Hold on.
Oh, my God. The Shy Guys are going crazy for this story. You go get him, Brew. Yes. So she's saying Pam wouldn't give a shit.
And by the way, this is the second TikTok she's now made discussing. She made another TikTok that was like, thank you so much to everyone who's, like, reached out to me. I guess, like, it is annoying for, like, the culture to be obsessed with your husband and his ex-wife slash mother of their kids. And first it was like glamorized in Pam and Tommy. And now everyone's like obsessed with Pam because she's on, like, you know, she's doing Howard Stern. She's on the cover of Variety. So it's like kind of been like the year of Pam. And it's definitely annoying for Brittany. I
think also from what I've seen, like so much of her memoir and her documentary is about like this great big love that they had.
No, it's about her and Tommy.
Yeah. And I think that some fans might take away from that like they should be together.
Yeah. And I think the way people feel.
We belong together. Like the open season shore.
So I think the general takeaway from the documentary and the book is like, you know, if Pam ever wanted to get back with Tommy, like he'd be there in a second.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Tommy that's, it's Pam that's the holdout?
I think, yeah.
Anyway, she deleted the TikTok and she said, before she did, she was getting criticism for like mocking Pam. She said, please guys, I gotta make jokes. It's how I cope. Which, like, I kind of understand. First of all, she posts TikToks like all day, every day. So like now she's in the news and the zeitgeist. Yeah. People are talking about her husband. Like, and she's not going to shy away from it. She's going to like make a couple jokes. And like, she is such a jokester. Like, if this is the joke that she made, I don't think it's that crazy. I know it's like funny. And also based on what everybody's saying about the love triangle, like people would agree.
Yeah. Except that, especially in these last, like, you know, 5 or 6 days when Pam has been doing so much press, she has been asked about Britney and she has said like lovely things.
Yes, she's been very respectful.
She's been super respectful. So it's not an ideal situation for like the whole world to be like talking about your man and his ex-wife, like, and just like romanticizing it and like shipping them. It's unfortunate. She's allowed to deal with it in whatever way she wants. But like, I think everyone is like annoyed because we're now in this era of protecting Pam Anderson. It's like she wasn't protected when she was young. Like, she was exploited. You know, she said Tim Allen, she flashed her, his penis. Like, she was, of course, her sex tape. Like, she was really treated like shit by Hollywood and just the culture. And now we're protecting Pam Anderson. So like, people coming after Brittany Ferland for this is just like a reaction to that. It's like, we're not going back there, you know?
Yeah, no, but I don't think that this is going back there. It's like an overcorrection. And yeah, it's like, Brittany Ferland making like a funny TikTok saying like what everyone's thinking about her is not the same as Tim Allen flashing his penis. Like,
No, you're right. It's an overcorrection. Now people are just like, anytime there's anything Pam, we're like, stop it.
Yeah.
It's like what we did with Brittany.
After everything that she's been through, like, this I'm is sure nothing. She could handle like a funny TikTok from like, this is Brittany's thing.
Right. It's not like she never posts TikToks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would also be like a little weird if she didn't say anything. I would understand if she didn't say anything about it, but she seems to be like an open book and it's like Pam's talking about her nicely. Like, she could get in the dialogue and this is how she communicates.
It's just, I can't even wrap my head around like these three people knowing each other.
Like, I understand why people are pressed, but I also understand how Brittany Ferland thought this was a good idea. This isn't something where it's like, how could you?
Right. Like, how did this get out?
Yeah. Yeah. What were you thinking? Like, she was thinking like, I'm going to react.
Yeah. No, and like, you know, cash in on this moment. You know, as an influencer, you only get, you know, if you're lucky, a couple moments like this in your lifetime.
This moment.
Make the most of it.
Tomorrow's unspoken.
You're so vocal, like singing today.
Yesterday is history. So why don't you be here with me?
All we have is this moment. Tomorrow's unspoken. Yesterday is history.
Just trying to bait you.
Literally, it's working. It's working.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story, Turdy?
The Turdy is ready.
Our fifth and final.
The Turdy is early.
The fifth and final story on the fifth and final day of the week.
It's some bullshit is what this story is. I just saw your iPad.
Netflix's password sharing crackdown is coming. Here's what we know so far about how it will work. Netflix
so lame.
Plan to stop users from sharing their passwords with each other is starting to take shape. The streaming giant, which last month announced that it will soon begin the preliminary rollout of its strategy, has updated its FAQ page with some details about what users can expect.
Okay.
The main hurdle that Netflix will place in front of password sharers is device verification when phones, computers, and streaming devices are logged into an account that isn't the primary user's home network.
How do you know what the home network is?
They know.
Okay.
Like, whoever made the account, whatever.
What if you made your account in your old house?
You took your Apple TV with you.
What if you got a new TV?
It's still the same Apple TV. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, please, Claudia, like, they literally know what you're thinking. Like, they know which one's your primary.
Okay. I foresee this being difficult.
This will be triggered when someone accesses your account on a new device that isn't associated with your household or if your account is repeatedly being used outside of your home. Netflix will send an email to the primary account holder with a 4-digit verification code, which they will have 15 minutes to enter before it expires. Okay. Netflix says that it uses IP addresses, device IDs, and account activity in order to determine which devices are part of the same household.
Yeah, because, like, you know, when I travel, I bring a Roku stick with me if my, like, hotel TV doesn't. So it's like I'm always moving around with my Netflix.
But your Roku is the.
But they said IP address. That's IP, location.
A device ID. That's your Roku.
Okay.
And account activity.
So it's like, why are they getting so bent out of shape? Like, you don't make enough money. No, like, this is so greedy.
I'm fine with Netflix, like, cracking down on password sharing. You know, if you have, like, an ex's Netflix, they don't know you're still watching it. Like, you keep bringing it from house to house. You share theirs, blah, blah, blah. Like, That's wrong. And also one person shouldn't be paying for all these freeloaders that they don't fucking know. But as long as like real family members, like the idea that like the device verification, like I'll just text the group chat, what's the verification code? Like, but someone in our family was saying that like you got a message, I think it was you, that you got a message and you couldn't log into your Netflix because there were too many people logged in.
Olivia.
That's a problem because we have a lot of family.
No, let me tell you what
else. And we
got
a lot of TVs.
Can I tell you why?
But we're legit.
Can I tell you why I'm bothered by this?
Why?
Because I feel like for so long, like Netflix like was posting on social media, like the, you know, the Netflix interns who run their social media are like very in the know culture. And they're like, you know, when your ex's password, and they're like, we're in on the joke and like kind of encouraging it. We're like, you know what? That's cool. And now what, the economy takes a turn and like we are victims of their greed. Yeah. It's like you were all fun and games.
No, and you were our friend. They were fun and games when they were making billions during COVID because we were all home having to watch your crappy shows. No, but now that we're all out of the house and we also like realize like, hey, like who's doing cool stuff? Like Netflix is kind of trash. Like they're going to make the most of their... poundage.
I think about Netflix a lot. Like, I don't really know. Just maybe like streaming services in general. Like, I don't really know how it's sustainable. Like, Netflix is spending so much money on like one TV show that we will watch in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they have to do that, what, every week? Mm-hmm. It's like not a sustainable business model.
No, that's why.
This.
The pendulum is swinging and they're tightening their belt.
Right. Like, I feel like the streaming service, if I had to like put my money on a streaming service currently, I think I would put it on like HBO Max, because they still have like their cable. You know what I mean? Like they have a lot going on.
I think I would put it on like Amazon Prime because they don't make so many of their own shows. They just like kind of like buy up other stuff. Like everything's like watchable.
Yeah.
On Prime.
Catchy Kelsey.
And they have a ton of money in the bank from other Amazon ventures.
But also like Hulu is owned by Disney Plus.
And it's like you can watch pretty much anything on Amazon Prime. It's some things you have to pay for. And it's like, if I really want to watch something, I'll pay for it. I'm glad to have the opportunity to find it.
Yeah, but now like it depends what kind of device you have, because if I'm really looking for something, I think I'll more likely buy it on iTunes, like on my Apple TV, than I would on Prime.
Same.
Because then I can get it on my computer.
Same. But I don't feel really strongly about keeping it that way.
Me neither.
If Amazon wanted to do a little more to keep me.
Agreed. Agreed.
Because I really don't feel close to one platform. Like when I'm looking for something to watch, I probably still start with Netflix. It's just habit.
Yeah.
But I, again, could see that changing soon.
Yeah.
Starting with Hulu.
Yeah.
Because they had Dope Sick.
Yeah, they also had Pam and Tommy.
I see a lot of you guys are watching Dope Sick and your lives are being changed. Yad, welcome. Turdy, it's your turn.
It's my turd?
Yes.
Okay.
It's your turn.
It's also the end of the show. And while that is sad, because like we love doing this, that is also meaning like the weekend is that much closer.
And so lunch.
We should definitely, you know, regroup and discuss like, you know, some potential options for lunch.
Yeah. I'll put together like a spreadsheet and we could circle back on lunch options and different variables.
Love that. Guys, have an amazing weekend. Thank you for a great week of toasty vibes. Hope you have enjoyed Jackson Claude back together again in Florida. Thank you so much for listening to the Toast of the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So at Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, IRC, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us the Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an incredible, gorgeous, beautiful, stunning, and smart weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
And if you're looking for a little extra content right now, there's a new episode of The Redheads, which is Fabulosity. So check it out. The Magnificent Lives of Marjorie Post. Love ya. Bye.